parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. See them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, one of my childhood died, just died. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
That was the Kinks, Come Dancing. Here we are on Wednesday noon at WMFO 91.5 FM. That's WMFO Medford. And web streaming, WMFO.org. Yes, we heard some great songs today. Unfortunately, I cannot get our Rivendell to work. But I think it's time for a PSA. Some reason that's not working. Let's find out why. Okay, I think I see why.
Get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're gonna give you another one.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
And WMFO Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM. We just heard Come Dancing by the Kinks. And we heard some other great rock songs. Peter Frampton doing Jumpin' Jack Flash. There's some great covers out there. And that's one of them. It's a Stones song that was popular during the 60s. And as some people may or may not know, Peter Frampton had some great hits during the 70s. Frampton Comes Alive. And huge hit. And then he kind of fell into obscurity. Had a lot of personal and legal problems. Was living in an apartment someplace. His wife or girlfriend kind of booted him out. And he was kind of basically almost on the streets. He was seen by a producer at a bus stop. And they kind of got his life back together for him. Excuse me. And he's come back and he's done a lot of great stuff. He's appeared on a lot of people's records. And he looks a little bit different. He does have the blonde curly hair like he did back in the back in the 70s. Kind of bald now, I should talk. But the landscape of rock is changing. Excuse me. Caught me at a bad time here with the allergies. A lot of things are changing. The clubs in the Boston area are changing. But this, you know, we just see the Once has just come back. We tip our hat to JJ there over on Highland Ave in Somerville. She is really trying very hard, and I hope you go out and support it. You can go to their website Once. They have two, it's basically two clubs, and Once is a large music hall. And upstairs, there's a smaller club with a nice bar and stuff, very lounge feeling. It's right in Somerville, right on the bus stop. excuse me. But we did have the closing of Club Bohemia, which is in the Cantab. If people didn't know what that was about, Club Bohemia started the Kirtland basically in late 90s and basically up into the early 2000s. And then the place got sold and got made into a more modern place. And so Mickey Bliss moved it down to the basement of the Cantab, which has been for several years. And I guess the owner's son decided that he wanted to do something different with that space. So, you know, that happens. It's unfortunate when it happens. We do need the clubs, and there's a few that have closed in the last, you know, several years, like the Abbey and, oh, you know, a bunch of clubs have gone. Some have changed. Hoppers Ferry's become the Brighton Music Hall, and how basically the clubs work here in Boston. There's three different tiers. There's a couple different tiers. There are your basically restaurant, pub slash clubs where their main feature is, you know, food. And then after a certain time of night, usually between 8 and 9 at night, and supposed especially on the weekends, they turn into a music venue. And some will go to leave at midnight or 1 or 2 in the morning, depending on their license. And usually, you know, like a Thursday through Saturday type of thing. Occasionally a Sunday matinee or something like that. Then you have your smaller music venues, which basically just feature music, and they usually open around 7 o'clock at night, and they usually 7 days a week, and that would be like the Cantab and, you know, Great Scots and O'Brien's and places like that, where places like Sally O'Brien's is a pub restaurant slash club. And then you have your medium-sized clubs, you know, that I would say actually a little bit bigger, you know, maybe a little bit bigger in capacity, somewhere, you know, around 100 or so. And then you have your concert clubs, which you have touring bands that come through, which would be like the Brighton Music Hall or Great Scots or the Paradise. Currently, the Burren Backroom series run by Tom Bianchi is doing a really great job there. Since the demise of Johnny D's in Davis Square, he's really picked it up. He's booking a lot of acts that used to come through, not just around here, great acts coming up. And they just did the Bust Out Boston series, which was fantastic. A lot of good, great reviews there. A lot of great bands that come through. But, you know, bands that used to come through like Johnny D's. Some of those artists also are playing Atwoods, or the Bright Music Hall. There's a few other clubs that have kind of picked up the slack. Once has picked up some of those, too. Once was closed for a month or so this summer. And basically, she had to kind of revamp and regather and reorganize and see if to make it work. But I really ask people to go out and support the venues. The reason I ask that is because I'm a musician also. I play in a band that's been around 30 plus years. They're kind of on a hiatus right now, called the Brigands. But I'm, you know, occasionally play sit in with other bands. And as you know, I've basically sit on other shows. I started here with the grace of Brian Young back around 5.5 years ago in a show called Crash Course the Ravens. I came by to deliver a CD. Oh, his D's back. Maybe he can get the computer to run here. I cannot get Rivendell to run, so maybe you can pick out some songs there for me, Daryl, on the old computer.
So what happened? I took a break, and what happened?
A part of our computer system here called Rivendell, where we as a big catalog of songs here, is not working. And I guess it's been problematic. I really don't want to reboot the computer in the middle of a show, because we don't know if it'll ever come back on. So I guess we're going to be working out of your laptop there.
All right, no problem. And you being my producer, I no longer.
Hey, let me show you the new elevator. But I was just giving a little recap of, you know, I started with Brian Young. I came up here to give him a Brigand CD. He asked me to come in and join, and him and Marie graciously let me hang there for 3.5 years, and I booked some acts, and we had a lot of great and crazy times here, a lot of fun times. And then I went on to do a couple years on the town with Mikey D. That's a show that was started by Mickey D, who is a great schmoozer, great promoter of the local music scene here in Boston. Unfortunately, he passed away several years ago. So the show continues. Show's called On the Town, and it's all local music, but it's called On the Town with Mikey D now, in honor of him. Great smoother. We have the studio here named after him, Studio D. I've been doing Boston Rock for several years here. In Boston Room and Rock, excuse me, we have no cough button here. Is a segment we do on other people's shows. We did it on Something About the Women. We did it on Rising. We've done it on Mike on the Mic. We've done it on What's Happening. And also, I did a year and a half or so on What's Happening, which features a lot of local music also. Great music here. Great DJs. Great music. I'm sorry that we're having a little difficulties right now. But Daryl's going to jump in there and start playing some music.
Okay, turn me on a Knox 2, please. All right, WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston, DJ D and DJ Mike on the Wheels of Steel. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Rock Series. And that's my phone going off in
there
my
you
pocket.
Go.
We're really impressing people
oh, yeah.
today. All right. Aux 2.
What's up? What's up and on?
Okay, good. Edwards, don't look any further.
I'm not.
Maybe you better start looking for another DJ a little further.
Yeah, I guess we better clear out of the room then.
Yeah, equipment for sale. Put the sign up.
There you go.
Let's see. WMFO 91.5. Oh, you know what we need to do? Let's do a PSA. We'll get
I've done two.
You already did two?
Oh, yes.
Two? How come you did two?
The other one got kind of cut off, so I want to make sure we're official.
You know, I'm really glad I brought you in as a professional.
I'm just doing great today. My name is Hoopy Sales, and I sail upon the ocean.
Yeah. All right, what are we going to do? How about Blondie? One way or another? All right, that sounds like a plan. Dance Music Express Rock Series. DJ Mike. WMFO 91.5. I can't talk long on the radio. I got Kim on the phone.
Yes, you do.
That's right. My girl, Kim. Love you, baby. How you doing? I hope you're doing well out there. Working real hard down at American Homes. All right. What else we got coming up? Blondie, One Way or Another, we just did. We're going to do Cream. We did Cream. What are we playing next? How about The Romantics? What I Like About You.
That's right.
All right. Just give me one more second.
Kim, that's what we like about you.
Yeah, there you go. Kim, we love you. What about Kim, huh?
Yeah.
I wish she wasn't here. She'd probably be doing a better job than we would be.
I wish she would dress you.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Because it's pretty hideous up here.
All right. WMFO 91.5 Dance Music Express. It's the Rock Series with DJ Mike and DJ D on the Wheels of Steel.
Here we go.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard the Ramones. I want to be sedated.
You Rufus. Ain't got no kind of feeling inside.
Tell me something good, girl. So, Mike, what's going on? We're not doing
tell
that.
Tell me something good. Like
don't listen to Mike's rock series program.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
We are having such a fun mistakes today.
I'm telling you.
We're born with two left feet and, you know, three heads.
I don't. My first hour was good until you walked through the door.
It's all the curse. The curse of WMFO.
Yeah, you've taught me well, I guess.
I brought it from other shows, and they're haunting you now.
All right, what do we hear? We heard Rufus tell me something good. Bob Seger is coming up next. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Yeah, if you don't know about that, basically Bob Seger started in the Detroit area, and he had The Herd. And then he had another band before he went solo. The name eludes me at the moment. But he did a bunch of stuff, and he hit the top 40 charts, which was mostly AM back then, going into the FM. FM was starting to get some traction. So and then he went, obviously he had Night Moves, and that was a big album for him. And he's gone on from there. I guess he's had throat cancer in the last several years and kind of ramped it back, but he's still playing. But I'm starting to read where I think this might be his last tour.
Really?
Yes. Well, you know, Daryl, he's old as us.
Don't give out those numbers, I'll tell you right now.
I mean, if you want to really know how old Daryl is, you got to cut a limb off and count the lines, yeah. The rings.
And what else is going on? Tell us a little bit more, Mike. You know what I'd like you to talk about?
What?
Remember we interviewed our good friend Ellis Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people don't know, Ellis Hall basically, as a young man, lost his eyesight, and his parents moved up here from Georgia, relocated to Roxbury. And they made sure that he had a lot of opportunities. Perkins School for the Blind, and he did a short stint at Berklee School of Music. Then he launched the Ellis Hall Group, which was mostly a cover band, but eventually started doing original stuff. And they were really popular at Jack's and other clubs in Boston area. And labels looked at and signed them, but some things happened. It was a time of transition. A lot of companies decided that they wanted more disco artists than funk, R&B, jazzy type of pop artists. And after a while, basically, things kind of fell apart. Ellis relocated to the West Coast, got hooked up with Kenny G and all kinds of other great people. He tours. He has great discography, different records he's done and different people. So he's got some great stuff going on.
And do you remember where we met him?
We met him at Jack's.
That's right, yeah.
And he hasn't forgiven me for introducing you to him. But but Jack's was a club on Mass Ave in Cambridge, which no longer exists. It was a big window. It had big windows. It was a small club, but it was great. It was intimate and some great music and great times.
So, return to the...
You know, so...
And what else? Tell us a little bit about something else, Mike.
Something else about... oh, we got always get something else. You're talking about Rufus?
No, actually, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about doing some Tower of Power, so very hard to do.
Yes, he did a stint in Tower of Power. Not the original lead singer, which people know Tower of Power for. The original lead singer ran into some type of difficulties and was killed. And that usually slows you down a little bit. So he was replaced by another person, and then eventually Ellis was a great fit for the band. They did on PBS, and you probably can find it on YouTube, a kind of reunion. I think it was maybe a 30th or 40th reunion of the band on PBS, and Ellis got up and sang some songs, and some of the other lead singers in the band. Great talent, though. Great talent.
So this next one we're going to play is from Tower of Power. Ellis Hall's the lead singer, and the song is called So Very Hard to Go.
There you go.
Ain't nothing I can say.
Ellis Hall, Tower of Power.
Nothing I can do. Feel so bad. Ooh. Feel so low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
Back when we were hitting...
Good old Jax and Jonathan Swift's and the Rise Club and the place out there at the end of... by the Airwick Brook Parkway, there was a club. We used to see him out there, too.
Maybe someday we'll do a... we'll play the interview we did with him. We
can
do a special segment on our, or some of it. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Hey, WMFO 91.5 FM right here in Medford,
Mass.
And
here we go. As the mistakes continue on a roll.
All right, we're going to try another thing. Yay, here we go.
Dream of a dream. Keep me cold, it'll rain. Oh, oh, oh. Mother, sing my candy rain.
WMFO Medfa. Hope you guys are going to hang out because you know what? Radio Zeke's coming up. My good friend Zeke's, he's up next. Hopefully everything's going to run all right for him. We ran through a couple of issues here, but we got through it. Hey, special shout out to Mike. Thanks for coming in and destroying my last hour. Love you, buddy. Candy Rain. Soul for real. Dance. Music. Express.
baby. What was that? Who's that?
Stop, listen, the Stylistics.